Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to talk about how to create a routine for your school-aged child. Hello, my name is Christina Campos. I'm founder of The Impactful Parent, and every week I come on and answer one of your questions live. If you have a question for me for next week, please submit it. You can email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com or by messaging me on social media. All submissions are always kept anonymous. But today's question reads, when our kids are babies, everyone tells us how important routine is for them. What about when they get a little bit older, elementary school age, or even middle school? Does routine become less important as my child gets older? Or what does it look like beyond the toddler years? Well, thank you for submitting this question. Today, I will tell you why routine is important for your child at all developmental stages. And stick around to the end because I'm going to give you some tips for creating a routine to be a more impactful parent. So let's get started. First of all, routine is incredibly important for your school-aged child because of three main things, in my opinion. The first is routine provides security. Routine helps with behavior problems. And the third, routine teaches growing adolescents time management skills. There are so many other benefits too, but these are the top three that I think, well, those are the most important. You see, when children or adolescents have a routine, they feel more secure about their environment. There is predictability in their day, and this in turn makes them less anxious and it reduces stress. Now, it might sound silly, but routine creates the security that kids need to feel safe. You aren't this unpredictable creature that's going to throw something unexpected at them that they know that they can't handle or that they don't like. Instead, routine makes kids feel safe. And when you establish a routine with your child, you'll also create a bond with them that a chaotic and disruptive household simply does not have. Now, routine also alleviates many behavior problems that can arise, especially as your child gets older and into their teen years when they want to assert their independence. Routine is the foundation for making your expectations clear and known. See, once you need your child to do a certain task, for example, clean their room or do their homework, parents should set up a particular time and day for their child to accomplish those expectations. When a task becomes routine instead of sporadic, it doesn't feel like a chore for the child to accomplish anymore because it's just simply part of their day. Parents will also get less pushback, less arguments, and it increases the likelihood of your child being successful. And lastly, the third reason you want to implement a routine in your house is to teach your child to become a responsible adult. Yeah, routine teaches children time management skills and basic work skills to get things done. As they become middle school and high school students, this is increasingly more important because their workload is going to get bigger and they're going to have to learn to multitask activities. So routine teaches kids responsibility and prioritization. So how do parents implement routine in their homes? Well, start by writing everything that you want your child to do down, whether it's every day or every week, and then make a list of activities and find a time and day for each thing that you want your child to do. Now, the hardest part of routine is not making the list or choosing the time. The difficult part is creating stability and consistency for your child. This is where most parents falter. Things come up, our life gets busy, but just like when your child was a baby and you had to rearrange your whole day around nap time, parents of school-aged children need to prioritize the routine of their child at home. Yeah, you'll need to inconvenience your own schedule and your own needs and your own wants for the greater good of the child's routine. It sucks. I know. But it's important. For example, If you want your child to do their homework with integrity, you need to provide the space for your child to succeed. It's difficult for a growing brain who doesn't have the executive functioning skills to do their homework at random times and in different locations. Kids need consistency and routine to be the most successful. This goes for any task that you want your child to do on an ongoing basis. Let's take, for example, bedtime. Many parents don't give their teens a bedtime routine. Why? Well, you feel like they're old enough to bathe and brush their teeth and put themselves to sleep, right? But a consistent bedtime routine will help your child keep better hygiene and help your teenager's biological clock to know when it's time to go to sleep. So monitoring and helping your teenager keep a bedtime routine can actually be very beneficial. Otherwise, they may go to bed at 9 p.m. one day and 11 p.m. the next day and only brush their teeth on occasion. So as your child gets older, you want them to assert their independence and do things themselves. However, they still need your monitoring to keep them honest and on schedule. I suggest rewarding your child for routines well done. You can also make the routine visual. For younger children, create a chart for them to use. And for older children, teach them how to use a daily planner or even the calendar reminders on their phone. And yeah, you have to teach them this. Don't assume that they know how to do it. Help your child include downtime in their routine because that's important too. Put upcoming events in their calendar and even put family time on their schedule. Because the more predictable their day can be, the less stress and anxiety they're going to have. There's a lot of hand-holding and monitoring in the beginning of implementing a new routine. But still, with practice and by starting early when your child's really young, you're going to be able to see the benefits of a good routine for years to come. Now, I hope that answers your question. And if you have a question for me for next week, please submit it. Again, message me on social media, email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out everything that The Impactful Parent has to offer on my website, because I got free 30-day challenges that help you bond with your child. I got free resources there for your teenager. I got paid online courses. I do coaching. So many things. Go to theimpactfulparent.com. But until next time, you got this, parents. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge, browse the free resources, or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.